Holy Gospel is found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14. This will serve as the basis for our meditation this morning. When Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place to be alone. When the crowds heard this, they followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus got out of the boat, he saw a large crowd. He had compassion on them and healed their sick. When evening came, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the crowds away so that they can go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." They told him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. "Bring them here to me," he replied. Then he instructed the people to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. After looking up to heaven, he blessed them. He broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. The disciples gave the food to the people. They all ate and were filled. They picked up 12 basketfuls of what was left over from the broken pieces. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not even counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was getting late, and the disciples were starting to realize that they were going to have a big problem on their hands. These 12 followers of Jesus, they found themselves surrounded by thousands of people blanketing a hillside along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Part of the problem is none of those people were supposed to be there. You see, their master, their teacher, Jesus, had been very busy up to this point, and thousands of people, huge crowds, have been flocking to Jesus to have him heal them, to have him teach them, to answer their questions. And Jesus was worn out. At the same time, he was also sad because he had gotten some bad news about his cousin John the Baptizer, who had been tossed in jail and who at any given time was likely to be put to death. Jesus needs some alone time, or at least some time to spend privately with his disciples. And so Jesus was looking for that opportunity. So he and his disciples, they got into a boat, and they went across the lake from where Jesus had been healing and teaching, in hopes that maybe if they got over to the other side of the lake, that they would have kind of a quiet, remote space where Jesus could speak with them, he could have some time in prayer, he could just kind of recharge and rest. But it wasn't meant to be. News traveled like lightning speed through all the surrounding villages where Jesus had been teaching. And the people saw this boat going across the lake, so they all decided to follow. They all ran around the lake, literally. They traveled all around that lake until they got to the shore where Jesus and his disciples pulled up. And they got to this remote shore, and what did they find? They're not just a couple of people, but a ginormous crowd. Matthew tells us there were over 5,000 men, not even counting women and children. So you're talking about a crowd that could be likely upwards of around 10,000 people. What could Jesus do? He wasn't about to get back into the boat and say, "Get out of here, leave me alone," and then go to another part of the lake, hoping to outrace all of them. Now, the apostle Matthew, who was there with Jesus, who witnessed all of this, he tells us that Jesus had compassion on them and that he healed their sick. Literally, Jesus' guts moved. He felt sick if he didn't do something to help those people. And so he began to heal their diseases, whatever physical ailments. He set aside his own physical needs to help them. But not just their physical ailments, but also to help their sin-sick souls. In fact, Luke tells us he welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God. Jesus wasn't just healing, he was also teaching. He was proclaiming what their hearts, what their souls needed to hear. But it was getting late. The disciples would soon have a crisis on their hands. They were out in the middle of nowhere with a hungry crowd of thousands. No one had thought to bring any food along with them. Except there was one mom who would remember to send along a meal with her son. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. Now, if anyone else had any other food, it was long gone by this point in time. But this is all the disciples could find in that huge crowd. I mean, that five loaves of bread, like I said, little ones, little like almost like bread rolls, they would barely feed an adult, let alone this crowd of thousands. What were the disciples to do? Their concern, their worry, it grew with each growl of each hungry stomach. There was no way that they themselves were going to feed that crowd. And thinking they had no alternatives and completely forgetting they were standing next to the Lord of heaven and earth, they came up with a plan. It was practical, it was rational, it was logical, and so they presented it to Jesus. This is a deserted place and the hour is already late. Send the crowds away so that they can go into the villages and buy food for themselves. There was still time. There was time for the people to still maybe make it back to the villages. The markets were still open. Maybe catch the bakers, catch the food sellers before the market closed, and they could have something before they got home. But Jesus' reply left them dumbfounded. They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. What? But Lord, you see how many people are out here? Thousands of people are out here, Lord. Are you kidding? All we have here is this five loaves of bread, two fish. This is it. In fact, the Apostle John, he tells us that not even 8 months' wages of your average day worker would be able to give bread enough for all those people out there. So those disciples, they focused more and more and more on their lack, on their limited supply, on their not enough. How can we possibly feed all these people with so little? The disciples focused on their lack, and they forgot that with Jesus, there are always leftovers. We've been there too, haven't we? There have been times where you and I have perhaps found ourselves in that remote place just watching that big bad crisis loom larger and larger on the horizon, and we don't know what to do. The problem, the challenge, the issue, it seems more and more overwhelming with each passing day as it gets closer and closer and closer. And what are we going to do to deal with it? The money you have in your account just isn't going to be enough. The strength and ability you have doesn't seem enough to withstand it. The time you have doesn't seem enough to outlast it. The wisdom and intelligence you have doesn't seem enough to solve it. So the bills or the health problem or the family crisis or the grief or the challenge or the issue, they leave you restless and worried and frustrated, so stressed, so anxious that you even lose sleep at night. Now, you could take the disciples' route. You could take the cut-and-run approach. I mean, that's practical. You can make it your own. Lord, we just don't have enough. Lord, I just can't handle this. Lord, aren't you listening to me? Why won't you just get me out of here so I don't have to deal with this anymore? It's a plan of sorts. It makes perfect logical sense, but it completely forgets the giver and provider of all things. Forgets that with Jesus, there are always leftovers. See, what happens is you and I can get tunnel vision. We get tunnel vision that gets so focused on the lack, on the limited supply, on the not enough. And so you look at the family budget and you think, there is no way we can do this. Or you go through another week of family conflict with this person saying this and that person saying that and these people not talking to each other. And you go, this is never going to get better. You get a bad report from the doctor, or you deal with the grief over the loss of a loved one, or there's some kind of anxiety, some issue, something that's weighing down on you, and you think, there is no way we can get through this. We get so focused on ourselves. We get so focused on how there never seems to be enough. And so we begin to think that God must lack just as much as we do. It's almost like we're telling the Lord, Lord, you know, this problem is too big for me, so that must mean it's too big for you too. We make Jesus out to be so small, so powerless, so distant, so unloving, so uncaring, so unable to help when we are powerless, and yet the Lord's promises, they leave us dumbfounded, just like the disciples in our moments of powerlessness. we start thinking like the disciples. But how, Lord? How can you promise to supply what we need as these bills mount up and as the budget goes red? But Lord, how can you promise to be with me through my health problems as my health deteriorates? But Lord, how can you promise to use the problems in my life for my good? How you can actually bring blessing out of all this for me and for others? We focus on the lack. We forget that with Jesus, there are always leftovers. Let's go back out to that remote spot and find out how Jesus responded. Bring them here to me, he told his disciples. Bring those 5 little loaves of bread. Bring the 2 fish to me, and let me take care of the problem. And with thousands of stomachs growling, Jesus then instructed the people to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and after looking up to heaven, he blessed them. He broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. The disciples gave the food to the people. They all ate and were filled. They all ate and they were all filled. You notice that? You know, in his wisdom, in his power, Jesus could have just been stingy with all this and said, okay, you get 1 loaf of bread and you get 1 fish and you get 1/2 a loaf of bread and you get 1/2 a fish. And he could have done it that way. And yet as the disciples looked out over the thousands of people sitting on the grass, they saw thousands of satisfied tummies and leftovers. Matthew tells us they picked up 12 basketfuls of what was left over of the broken pieces. Jesus didn't give them a light lunch. He didn't give them just a little snack to tide them over until they could get back home and make their own meals. No, Jesus gave them a bread and fish feast, and there were plenty of leftovers because that's what Jesus always does. Bring them here to me, he says. Bring me your troubles. Bring me your challenges. Bring me your worries, your concerns, your lack, your limited supply, your not enough. Let me take care of them. Come and see how I fill your lack, how I fill your emptiness with my fullness, with my own grace. Come and see how I will not only supply your need, but I will comfort you. I will sustain you. I will grant you my sufficient grace so that, yes, I will guide all things for your good. And I will even guide those challenges and troubles and issues and problems that in the end there will be blessing for you and others. Come and see what I have done for you. Come and see how my love moved me to take care of your biggest problem, how I left my heavenly home so you could be there with me, how I took your place under my own holy law, how I suffered in your place for all those times when you've doubted or denied my grace, my love, my mercy, my power, my ability to care for you, how I paid the price required for every one of your sins, and how I conquered death so you could live with me forever. Come and see why you have no reason to fear. No reason to fear being separated from my love. Come and see how I not only give you forgiveness for your sins and eternal life, but I have leftovers waiting for you too. Peace in your uncertainty. Healing for your sin-sick soul. Joy in the midst of your sadness. Hope in the midst of worry. And a life filled with my abundant grace from the food you eat and the clothes you wear to the heavenly home I have waiting for you, which I personally prepared for you. Come and see. Bring to me what's weighing on your heart and mind, and I will satisfy your soul. When I look at myself, I realize that with me, there never seems to be enough. I always focus on the lack, on the limited supply, on the never enough. And yet with Jesus, there is always more than enough. From his fullness, Jesus always fills our emptiness. He fills our lack, our limited supply, with more than enough grace, often in ways we don't expect. He takes very little, and he does great things with them. I mean, just look at how often, or how he comes to you, through words on a page, through a handful of water, through a bite of bread and a swallow of wine. Just look at how Jesus uniquely blesses each and every one of us, each of his sons and daughters, with grace, with mercy, with love, with power. He always opens wide his hand of blessing. Jesus is never, ever stingy with us. He is never tight-fisted with us. He doesn't say, okay, well, here, I'll give you a couple of blessings. No, he's like, pull out the bushel basket, and you may have to get a bigger one. With Jesus, he blesses us so much that there are always more leftovers than we can count, just as there were for those disciples 2,000 years ago. Even the smallest, most insignificant leftovers that he provides are amazing gifts of God's grace that make your jaw drop. They're blessings we see every day, blessings that Jesus shares with us at special times. They're blessings we see in our personal lives and in our congregation's life. I mean, how do you think we went from a small handful of people meeting in the Maitland Community Center back in 67 to this today? Or when we got this school, a little school started in this building back in 76? Or even just think how the Lord has gotten us through the last 5 years, through all the change and transition and turmoil and challenge and even a global pandemic. With Jesus, there are no leftovers. There are always leftovers. Excuse me, I said that wrong again. There are always leftovers. And yet through all of this, Jesus continues to bless us with so much that there are always leftovers of grace for us to enjoy. I mean, I've seen that grace in my own life. I've seen it in my family's life. Look back on your own life and see again and again, little ways, big ways, medium-sized ways, all these different ways that Jesus has poured out his grace abundantly. Grace that you are still enjoying today. Leftovers from the Lord that you enjoy today better than anything you got in your Tupperware in your fridge right now. Now you might object, but Pastor, what about the new challenge? What about the new concern? What about the new frustration? What about the new not enough? Because you know it's going to happen. And I would say, right, it's going to happen again. Yet the same Lord says, bring them to me. Let me deal with them. Come and see how great my love is for you and how great my power is on your behalf. Do not worry. Do not be afraid. You have no need to be anxious with me. I have more than enough grace to bless you with abundance. So my friends, trust in the gracious giver and provider of all things. Enjoy his feast as he provides for all your physical needs, as he provides for all your spiritual needs, as he pours out grace upon grace again and again. Never forget that with Jesus, there are always leftovers because his grace always provides more than enough. Amen.